Hey, everybody, it's Angel Answers, and we are the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. Today is July 26, 2023. I am Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight. And with the other co-hosts and hosts, Mary Hernandez, Liz's sister, and special guest DC Love here tonight. So we are very blessed to have her, and we're blessed to have all of us here. And I'm grateful to be here. So I just want to say, hi, angels. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. This is so
wonderful. So exciting.
All right. We're all here. But Peg Jones is not here tonight, but she'll be back later. So yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and read her bio and get started with the bios. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality. Also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And her book is really phenomenal. I highly recommend it. We all love it, and she will read some of it when she's here, and it's just beautiful to listen to. So anyway, you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, which is www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And that's in the Sacred Embers group here on Facebook. And if you check out the website, you'll see all of us there with our own websites and everything that we do. And all of these people are incredibly talented, gifted people who are sharing their abilities and healing abilities to people and helping people. And we're all psychics, mediums, healers, predictors, angel readers, animal readers, and the list goes on. So there's just a wide variety of things that we all do. And so I will want to talk about the other shows also. And the first one I want to say is Liz Bleasdell, and she's on Sunday. It's called Enter the Light. And that's at Sunday at noon Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern. Her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk. And they're a group of really fine, just amazing. They're all amazing. I listen to them, I try to, every week. And it's a beautiful show. The next show is on Monday night, and that's Catherine Peoples and DC Love. It's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's at 6:30 p.m. Pacific and 9:30 Eastern. That's another amazing show. I highly recommend it. We're blessed to have DC here with us tonight. It's a healing show. They talk about healing. They do healings. It's phenomenal and a lot of interesting information. So I highly recommend that one too. The next show is called The Lighthouse, and that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. Another amazing show. They will put out their ad when they do their show, and it's not every week, but it's something to not miss whenever you get a chance to see them also. So that's our shows for the Sacred Embers group here on Facebook. And there's just a lot that these people can do. You know, they help people. They train. They take workshops. They teach. They do all kinds of stuff for their work here. So it's pretty amazing. So I'll just tell you a tiny bit about myself. I'm a psychic medium who does animal totem readings. That's the first thing I see are animal totems. They are like angels that surround us in spirit. And then I work on predictions. It's something I love to work on. It's on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I'm still kind of a beginner at it. I've been doing it for quite a few years, but still a beginner the way I look at it. And then I also do a lot of poetry, and I share them on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm trying to collaborate with musicians. I want to write songs. So, but I also do other things with my poems, and they can be used for other venues. So if you're interested, please contact me. I appreciate it. All right. That's my rundown, and I'm just going to go ahead and pass it right over to the amazing and beautiful Liz Pfister. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Dan. Thank you. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive medium, a Reiki practitioner, a owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York, and what a sound healer, a oracle card deck creator, a tarot reader, so many. I'm like probably more things that I can't think of. But every week on my Facebook page for River Maven, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation, which I know Jan tries to tune in every week for at 7 o'clock. And you can find that at River Maven 77 on Facebook. It's there. There's 3 years of replays. So if you ever need a little time out, a little calm and peace, you can pull one of those up. Most of them are over an hour, but you can, you know, listen for whatever time you need. So I have with me this evening, which I've been bringing, my crystal pyramid to kind of ground us and center us here. Maybe next week, I'm getting a new bowl. Maybe I'll have that next week to play, and we'll see what happens. But let's go ahead and ground ourselves down and take a nice big deep breath in through your nose, filling up your chest and your belly full of air all the way up, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth until there's nothing left and you're completely deflated. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up so you can't breathe in anymore, and let it out nice and slow. And as you take your next breath in, focus in on the sound.
Wow, thank you. It's so hard to come back on that, from that.
Yeah. I know.
Back to reality.
Yeah, I'm like, so here we are. Our callers like us to come back.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I brought Peg's book today, and I was going to read her passage from today because it really resonated with me and what's going on in my life at the moment. So I figured there's probably other people, you know. We entered Chiron in retrograde this week, which is, you know, a lot of inner child healing and, you know, relationship stuff coming up and stuff. So this passage from her book is very relevant to that. And it says, "When we speak our truth, we speak from our heart. We speak our peace to those who question us. When we are questioned at times, our doubts about our truth sneak in. Let these doubts pass by like the fog of sadness or unhappiness. As they pass by, ask your true self, are these doubts the truth or are they just the ego blocking the truth? Do they serve me at this time? Then ask yourself, how can I put the truth in a positive light without any doubt? We, your angels, ask you to try this each time doubt and ego come up for you when you are not being seen for who you are. The journal exercise is ask your angels and your guides for help if you have a hard time understanding this concept. Think about it and journal about it." And for me, you know, I was letting what other people say, you know, what they're trying to say when they, you know, hurt, you know, want to hurt you or something. I was taking that in as my own truth. And it's not, right? It's a projection of how they feel about themselves onto us. And they're just trying to make themselves feel better, the ego. So, you know, we have to remember sometimes that all the things that people may say or tell us, it doesn't necessarily mean it's our truth. And, you know, we know our truth, and we can come back to that at any time. So, you know, if you're struggling with your, you know, if you're being true or being fake in this world, you can, you know, are you doing the good work? Are you doing things, you know, not for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others? You know, that's usually how I can tell when I'm, you know, when someone else's truth is, you know, well, not someone else's truth, but what I'm taking on as not my truth, you know, is not me, because I know that if it's not self-serving, and it is what I'm supposed to do. I am doing the right thing. So, because it should all, you know, be about the betterment of everyone. So I just thought I would share
that. That's beautiful, Liz. I love that.
Thank you.
And Liz, when somebody is like, oh, they say something about you or, you know, make a comment or something, it's usually that it hits home with them that there's something that's bothering them within themselves that you have within you that they don't actually have. You know?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I just try to, like, if it happens, I send them love, you know?
Yeah.
Because we each should resonate with our own journey. We're each needed. We're each important. And, you know, we should never focus on what others are doing. Because then we lose our footing, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, for many of us,
you have a lot
so long, right?
Liz, with all the stuff you're doing, I don't know. Well, like, I look and see, I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, you are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing so many amazing things. I don't know how you find the time, honestly.
I'm not sure either. I think time has now become my friend in some way, and it bends for me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm hanging around with Archangel Metatron because he has the Merkaba, you know, his Metatron's cube, and he actually could play with that time to give you, like, the time that you're actually needing. So that's probably what's happening.
I'm sure he's here.
Yeah.
I believe so, yes. Him and Michael, they tend to hang around a lot.
Yeah. Really awesome.
Well, thank you. So I will pass it on over to Mary, right, for her intro?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Liz, I actually had the book open, to read today's message. So that was good that you've read it before me. So that's perfect. So I pulled a card for the collective. So everyone, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a trance healer, a numerologist, and a tarot and oracle card reader. I also do beautiful candles, and one of the candles, I do healing candles, and two of the healing candles I do is, one of them is Mother Mary, and the candle is infused with love, healing, and blessings, and it has a beautiful heart quartz in them, and what else? Beautiful flowers I put in there, roses in there, and that comes in a beautiful jar, a ceramic jar with a lid, and the other one is the Reiki infused candles, so I actually put healing into them as well, and then I have a whole bunch of candles, all of which have been approved by me, which I have, I used to get, like, allergies. Now it's gone away, especially with these scents I've picked. They're perfect for people that, you know, are usually have allergies. So I also have a sun catchers with the crystals on them, which I haven't put on my website, but I've been posting pictures, and also crystal necklaces and crystal keychains and I have different price points. It starts from like $15 all the way to, you know, like $50 on the sun catchers. So, you know, I have some beautiful ones that I'm going to post up. I just haven't had a chance to be outdoors, being that I just got home this past weekend. But, you know, I'm back to the swing of things, and I'll update my website that way everyone has it. But I'm also, you know, with numerology, I wanted to say that it's a gift of insight. It's being forewarned, and it provides the roadmap for your life, so you kind of have an idea where you're going and what to expect along the way. It also uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve in this lifetime. And it's good for goal setting and planning your future. I use it every month. I do a 12-month review, and it actually helps me, you know, it directs me what I should focus on, you know. So a lot of focus was on me this month, on July, to focus on healing me. So I've done that, you know, I've taken 6 weeks off, not of the show, but 1 week last week, I wasn't feeling well. But you know, that again, it's listening to our body, right? Sometimes our body is signaling that we need to take a break. And, I did just that. I mean, I felt bad for the lady last week, but I was like, my third eye was throbbing, and I was just, and it was just giving me nausea and everything. So I was like, okay, I just need to like be off today, you know. And then the next day I was fine. It was just, I needed that rest. So, you know, sometimes listening to our body is very important. You know, we tend to ignore those signs that our body's giving us. And, you know, I've learned from the past, that, you know, when we don't listen, you know, we're put in a situation where we're made to slow down, you know. So I've learned from that lesson, and I needed a reminder again this time around, from my friend DC over here that, you know, I needed to slow down this week. So I've taken another, I'm going to take another week off of events, you know, and I'll start fresh in August, just because, you know, it's taxing on the body. You know, I have to pick up tents, I have to pick up boxes, and, you know, it's a lot of stuff. But it's amazing to bring joy to other people, you know, with all these beautiful healing candles and scented candles and sun catchers. You know, it's so beautiful. But my message today was, I picked up a card from the Spirit, the Spirit Messages, from John Holland, and the message was Dream Talk. Your subconscious constantly and subtly speaks through your dreams. It's just one of the many ways in which your soul and those here in spirit world can reach out and communicate with you through signs, symbols, messages, and more. The card signifies that your dreams are trying to communicate with you. Dreams can be confusing as they speak to us in symbolic images and messages. And even when they appear to have no meaning, they are in fact a wonderful, unlimited resource of inner wisdom and a portal for those in spirit to visit you. Right now, you might be saying, but I don't even remember my dreams. In reality, you do dream every night. So try to make a conscious effort by saying this to yourself before you go to sleep. I will remember my dreams. And believe me, guys, this does work. And it says, when you wake up, but before you get out of bed, write down your dream as well as the feelings it invoked, together with any images or symbols you can recall. Soon you will start to become more aware of their language. When your loved ones here in the spirit world appear in your dreams, you will recognize this type of dream because they feel so real. They are trying to tell you how much they love you. Invite your loved ones to visit you in your dreams. But more important, let them know that you are ready. Sweet dreams. So basically, I've been getting like a lot of, lately, I've been hearing a lot of voices. And it's not, you know, it's not my inner voice anymore. I'm actually hearing spirit wake me up. Like yesterday, and this yesterday morning, it was like, open your eyes. And I'm like, okay. I opened my eyes and I'm like, but where are you? And nobody was there, but I know it's spirit. Open your eyes. I kept hearing and I'm like, okay, I got it. So I got the message loud and clear what they were trying to tell me to to do. But, you know, it's just messages like that. And sometimes it seems so real, like you're astral traveling, because I know I've been doing that a lot, especially in Lilydale. I was like astral traveling everywhere. I think it's going to start up again. You know, I've been feeling like I've been hearing a lot of voices in the night, lots of energy. You know, it's just they're working on me, and I'm just like, okay, I need my sleep. So last night they actually let me sleep all night, which was amazing. So I'm like, you know, putting that boundary in, right? Because we all speak about that, especially DC, about boundaries. You know, even with spirit, you need to set those boundaries where you're telling them, I need at least 8 hours sleep. And if you don't need 8 hours, at least say 6 hours, you know, of sleep, of peaceful sleep. Mm-hmm. Before you start working on, you know, developing your skills and downloads and everything else that they're trying to communicate at that time. So I just wanted to let that message leave you guys with that, and I'll post it on St. Embers, and I'll send it over to DC Love.
Oh, thank you, Mary. That was absolutely beautiful. Really beautiful. I'm just going to give you a little bit about me. I have a couple messages that I'd like to share. My journey started off really different than most here. Mine started off with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and then spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. And all this basically brought me to where I am today. I did attend schools of higher learning, but in my case, I went to heaven, and that's where I acquired the knowledge that I've gained to first help myself and then to help others. And they say if you snooze, you lose. Well, in my case, that wasn't so, because every time I slept, I basically gained more knowledge, and I just feel so blessed. Now, as I continue, I just want to say, now, today is July the 26th, and this is a hard, like, this is a hard week for me, because July the 28th is when Ginger transitioned. And I want to read a message that I had gotten from her. True love never dies. My furry little angel that came into my life as my mom was dying brought me more love to myself and our family members than I could have ever possibly dreamed possible. She spread unconditional love every day of her earthly life, and then God called her home. So she did transition on July the 28th, 2016. It happened so fast that I was in total disbelief. My little angel, Ginger, she does continue to spread her unconditional love, and she asked that I share her journey with each of you. She, too, like a person, she left her physical body, and as she did, her beautiful brown eyes turned an amazing navy blue color, and her irises were brilliantly colored. They were light golden. And her eyes remained this way for a few minutes, and then they did return to the beautiful brown color that I loved and remembered. She had such a pure soul. All you would have to do would be to look into her eyes, and you would see this. And when she left her senior dog body, she looked years younger and so happy. As she looked up, she saw Jesus, and then she jumped into his arms. And she told me that she joined her loved ones, which included our family members, as well as so many loving animals that accompanied us, you know, during our earthly journeys. And she said, Mom, it was like a big celebration, and I was the guest of honor. So I did struggle with sadness, and, you know, I wasn't sure if I was able to even, you know, tell everyone about her passing, but she said, Mom, she wanted me to do this because, you know, this is about honoring her beautiful life and the happy memories that we shared. So she hopes to help, you know, others, too, that are mourning the loss of a loved one. You know, it could be a pet or even a person. Her wish is to spread love to each of you, letting you know that, you know, love has no beginning or no end. And she wanted to share a quote from St. Francis of Assisi, who is the patron saint of animals. Remember that when you leave this earth, you can take nothing of what you received, but only what you have given, a full heart enriched by honest service, love, sacrifice, and courage. She also wants to ask each of you to love one another and live in complete love. We must love one another, seeing in each of us the beauty of our souls. Love heals all wounds and all pain. Love heals everything. Love is all there is. It's been an honor and a privilege to share my life and my love with Ginger. She has been and she always will be my furry baby girl, as well as one of my dearest friends who on a daily basis reminds me of the definition of unconditional love. The beautiful little fur baby that we had gotten from a rescue organization called Angel's Grace actually became my rescue angel. I didn't realize on that beautiful summer day that we had a four-legged angel among us. I love you, Ginger. So that was like the first message that, you know, that I was able to channel after she had, you know, transitioned. And then Jesus was bringing in, thank you so much. Well, Jesus was bringing in another message. In 2013, I began channeling messages for a beautiful couple who kept having miscarriages, and they were not able to have, you know, a child. So they became like really mad at Jesus. And then unfortunately at that time, like the husband became really ill, and I wasn't quite on this journey yet because it was only 2013. So Jesus came in and all of a sudden I channeled messages from Jesus every day for approximately 4 months. I mean, it was just the most unusual thing because I had like no spiritual, you know, I didn't do anything spiritual. I believed in everything, but I didn't do this. And then all of a sudden I would sit down in front of the computer and I would sit there and I would type up the message and then I would send it to this beautiful couple who, like I said, was open to hearing from me, but was not open, and, you know, to hearing from Jesus. And as this gentleman was going through like really rigorous cancer treatment, I would send these messages from Jesus. Now, here's one of the messages that I received. Live every day like it's your birthday. Live every day like it's your destiny. It's up to you to live your truth. Live every day like it's your first and make a wish. Blow out the candles. The present is a gift. Dare to take the risk. It's a time to feel special, to be celebrated just for being you, and to reflect on the year behind and ahead of you. We should take time to feel special and reflect every day. Don't wait for one day of the year to live life to the fullest. Get started right now. We should take time to break from our busy lives and recognize someone for being the special someone he or she is. There are so many little things that we can do to make other people feel special on any given day. And we can do the same for ourselves. Treat yourself to something nice. It can be as simple as an afternoon nap or maybe a walk in the park or even putting sprinkles on your yogurt. Just make it special. Embrace life and the things you love most about it. Every day is an opportunity to do something out of the ordinary. Celebrate each day for what it is. Amazing. Take a moment once in a while to think about all the things that you've done and be proud of the person that you are. Experience the present fully. Life is short. One minute you're a child and the next you're working full time. You're rushing through your day. Don't wait until your next big day to appreciate the present moment. You may not be living out your perfect birthday on a daily basis, but you're probably experiencing some pretty good things. And if you take the time to look around you to be fully present, you can make the most out of any day, whether it's a birthday or not. Look forward to what is to come. Exciting things are coming your way, and life is an adventure. Every day is an opportunity for a fresh start. The same way every birthday is the beginning of the next year of your life. Stay focused on the present, and don't be afraid to look forward to your future. Waiting a year is way too long to take part in the joys that make your special day so special. Birthdays and holidays, they can have such buildup and they can leave you feeling down. If we celebrate all our days as if they were special, we'll always be looking for the good, hoping for the best, and trying to make the most of each day. No one wants to have a bad birthday. So the more you start thinking as if every day were special, you'll always be striving to have a good day. So start each day as if it's your birthday, and you'll be in for a year filled with special days. So that's the message that I channeled from Jesus to this couple.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You know what I think? Put it like there for me to read to you guys because
yes.
Since Ginger transitioned, July 28th is also my wedding anniversary with my husband, and we had not ever we haven't celebrated that day ever since.
Aww.
We would celebrate the
Aww.
Or we would celebrate the day after. So finally, now you know the 28th this year we're going to celebrate on our actual anniversary.
That's
great. So nice. We lost our dog Rosie last year on the 28th also.
Oh gosh, so, I remember. Yes. Oh my gosh, the heart
yeah.
goes out.
Because you're reading it, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, isn't that? Because I don't remember the number, but I have it in my phone, and I was like,
yeah,
hey,
I remember. Yeah.
And,
yes, yeah. You mentioned. Yes,
and yeah. So. And I just was like,
yeah.
Oh, I just was telling somebody today how much we miss her.
yeah. Well, I refuse, like I said, to celebrate like our anniversary on that day. And this will be the 7th year. So with this message from Jesus, we are going to celebrate on the 28th.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. I think Ginger would want that.
Yeah.
Can you guys guess how long we've been together, my husband and I?
Oh, 30?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Well, you told me, so I can't tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm with my husband. I'm with my husband 45 years.
Wow!
Married. It'll be married 44, but together 45. Yep.
Wow.
45 years.
Wow.
That is beautiful. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. God bless you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So. Jesus' message, it's like, you know what, I've got to celebrate, you know, on my anniversary date. Like, you waited 6 years. You know, this is the 7th year. You have to go back to your original, you know,
yeah.
day to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Ginger will be there celebrating with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know
yeah.
what? Actually, like, her soul went into our, you know, our beautiful fur baby that looks almost like her, you know, that we had gotten
yeah.
a couple weeks after. She transitioned, so,
mm-hmm.
but I just, like, I couldn't get myself to, like, you know, that day was, like, a day that had such beautiful happiness, but such sorrow at the same time, you know? So now, like I said,
yeah.
we are going to, you know, start celebrating on the right date.
I love
yeah.
that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You should.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So Jan, let's hear...
Yeah,
oh. beautiful Jan.
Yeah, for the poetry, absolutely. I mean, but gosh, I just listened to all this and it's just so amazing. It's hard to come out of. I in fact, I didn't even come out of Liz's bowl or her thing today, and I just wanted to say, Liz, when after that I was seeing waterfalls. And it was just beautiful.
Oh.
That's what I saw out of that. It was just amazing. So, but then each one of you, I just love listening because it just, oh, it just goes right in. It's like a tonic when you hear these beautiful words. It just, it's a tonic for our soul, all these things that
yeah.
that you're all saying. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just really healing. So anyway, okay. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my sister-in-law who, hopefully is listening. She said she was going to be. Brenda, hope you're there, and I hope you're enjoying the show. So the first one's called God's Divine Artwork Masterpiece. Let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate from your eyes, your smile, your heart. You are the brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. This one's called Whatever Ails You. The courage one takes to get up again, the hits one will take when they learn of your sin. God shields you after you admit your mess. He takes you by the hand once you confess. The fear of rejection still remains while going toward your goal, your dream. Hold on to your sword. The challenge is great, but worth the fight, letting go of your darkness and walking into the light. This one's called There Is Peace. That split inside of yourself, it hurts. There is pain. It paralyzes your soul, your body. One part is okay, the other shivers. There is peace, however, as we find it, a little each day. And Tree Girl, Divine Creation, we are part of the divine creation, connected to it, and it is part of us in our entire makeup. Let us let go of strife. We are star material. We are the vast universe. We are the earth. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in the tree of life. And this one's called This Sign. Peace is cool. Hate is whack. The heart needs to rule. This sign needs to come back. And it has, too. Peace sign. And this is called Butterfly Wings. Her gaze, her lips, as sensitive as butterfly wings, as powerful as the wind sings. She won't underestimate those things. She is alive and will thrive. And this one says, let the ecstasy of the dance open up your heart to your innermost butterfly of unlimited possibilities. And this says, love wins. Where time stops and flow begins, synchronicity abounds where love wins. And this is with peace. Touch a rainbow with your friends and loved ones. Let the colors shine on them with peace. Let the differences be less and the similarities increase. And this is by my niece Joy, who happens to be my sister-in-law's daughter, Brenda's daughter Joy. And she had written this one and when she came on our show that other time. And it goes, we run our whole lives sometimes as women and don't look back. And then when enough happens to wear us down, hopefully we look up and have hope. But in order to build back our lives, I think we have to pick up some of the broken parts and put them together so they can fit and make sense. Then we use them as a ladder and climb, truly climb, and claim back who we lost. And that was from Joy. And this one's called We Hold. Our hands hold each other's light so subtly, so powerfully. Take care of each hand. We hold genuinely as the connection multiplies in trust, strength, peace, and miracles. And this says, the strength in you is the gentleness you've developed. And this says, every dream is a miracle in the making, even if in 1,000 years it could be taking. And I was putting a couple of them away because it was too long, but I'm going to go ahead and read this one. It was one that Corrine DeWinter, she asked us to share one night when she was on Facebook. She asked us, who are you? It was a question she asked her group, and everybody gave a few sentences, and I wrote a poem, and it goes, who are you? I am continuously learning who I am, but I know I am part holy and hell and part sick and well. I am struggling and free. I am fluid, but also like a tree. I change and flow and stagnate as I go. I have magic and hear music, but my life has been part tragic, and still many things don't click. But all in all, I love and light and look above with my sight. I am in between and scared sometimes, too. I am still learning, and it's daily. I pray for what to do. And the last one is, Happy July, Butterfly. I hope your July has been transformative in all positive ways. I hope you get to heal any ailments so you may have better days. I hope you see sunlight on places that may be dark now, but not later. I hope you make wise choices and know the differences between a lover and a hater. And that's that. There you have it. My poems for
wow.
this week.
Those are so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And your niece.
Of course.
Yes, your niece. Yes, and your niece's
yes.
poem as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is
yeah.
absolutely
Thank you.
Beautiful. They're all beautiful.
Yeah, they were.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You just bring energy when you read them. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Huh? It's a pleasure. I'm grateful that I can read them here. Really am. Every week with you all. It's just, it's so nice, you know, that I can do that.
Look, crazy, too. They love them, you know. And like you said, the energy is amazing. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are.
But you're a tonic for my soul, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
For sure.
Thank you.
So we're going to start the show, well, not the start the show, start taking callers, but I wanted to, I looked at my messages that I got this morning, and on my walk, well, when I woke up this morning, I was listening to my guides tell me to let go of the way. They wanted me to communicate this to everyone, to let go of the way we envision our life being at this point, right? Just let go and surrender to the fear, to surrender to God. I mean, just let go of the fear, basically, and let go and let God work his magic on us, you know, because it's so hard to, like, you know, we have this vision, and God's vision is so much better for us. So I know I've said this so many times. I've kept every day I say, I let go and let you, God, you know, and take the wheel away from me, because I know he's got a handle on it, on my life, better than I do. You know, it's just so much better. So listening to that, I went to YouTube and I was listening to William Michael Forbes, which, you know, I took my mediumship courses with him, and his message from Archangel Michael was, where love dwells, fear cannot abide. You know, so again, being in your heart space, like DC always says, be in your heart space and allow all the love and send love out to everyone, regardless of how they are with you or if they're not your friends, whatever. It's just, and to the planet, to the universe, to Mother Gaia. I mean, she needs so much love at this time. It's obviously with all these storms happening in so many different places and severe storms. It's not like it's little storms, you know, that we go through in the summer. It's just been like severe. So it's just sending her more love as well. And, you know, so I just wanted to share that, because that was a clear message. And it wasn't only for me. It was mainly for everyone. I was told to share it. And, you know, as I'm getting messages now, I'm going to start making these little videos, because that's what they want me to do. Share like mini videos of what the messages are for the collective.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's awesome, Mary.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, like, the way you said that, beautiful, because I, especially like I, you know, I get in the morning, if I have to run to the store or something, I always say, Jesus, take the wheel. Archangel Michael, you ride. And I'll sit in the back. And that's, you know, I envision that, like, Jesus is driving, Archangel Michael is riding shotgun and sitting in the back. And I just so protect it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
When I do that, DC, I do that when I go on an airplane. I'm like, Jesus, you be the pilot, and all the archangels, please be on the wings.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny you say that.
Right next to me.
The little Air Force plane that was like into the building, and it was just like embedded into the building. I put it in the Sacred Embers group. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I wasn't flying that. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I think, oh my gosh. But that's wonderful, because when you do that and you know, you really do have that beautiful, you know, protection that you're needing. You really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Visually.
Yeah.
And speaking, you know, speaking it is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Really.
Yeah. Saying it, speaking it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really important.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take our first caller, and it's a number I don't recognize, so it might be your sister-in-law, Jen. They have their hands up.
And it's 444.
Oh,
it's 444 on my clock right now, too. I just want to
let
you know.
Oh, look at that. Area code 843. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? 843?
Are they muted, Mary?
No, they're not.
Caller, are you muted?
I don't hear.
Do you hear that noise back there?
Yeah, there is a noise in the back.
It's a little.
Maybe they left. You know what? Maybe back walled and pick up another caller. Maybe they left the phone for a second. Maybe.
Yeah, I'll go back to them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna pick up area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're live. Do you have a question for us? And what's your name?
Yes. Oh, it's so nice to hear you guys again. It's been a while. I would like to just get a general, please.
Okay, what's your name?
Can we ask your name?
It's Carmen.
Oh, Carmen. Okay. Okay, Carmen. General message. Okay.
Beautiful. Okay. Hey, Carmen. It's Jan.
Hi.
And what I'm seeing is it's kind of unusual. It's like a carousel, you know, like a, a carousel with the horses.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting for you is a horse. But it's on a carousel. So
okay.
Kind of a different way to see the horse, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It has like, the horse has like, things coming out of it, you know, like streamers and stuff. I mean, it looks like a really fancy carousel horse. So just kind of interesting. You might want to just, you know, remember that in case you never know what may come up. So the horse, though, represents embarking in an unexpected adventure, and it's a time to free yourself from anything physically or emotionally draining. And you have more stamina and strength than you know, and you're more powerful than you know. And this situation, however, requires warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork is your ally with your friends, your family, and your community. That's what the horse is all about. But also is personal freedom. That's a high priority with the horse. And also, horse likes to travel. That's one of their things, is traveling, and they like to wander, and they like to explore. Horse is a natural leader, and they evoke confidence in others. So anyway, that's the main message for the horse. You may be traveling in the future. That's the feeling I'm getting. If I were going to tell you something that may go on, that's one of the main feelings I'm getting, is a possible traveling to somewhere. And I'm just going to leave you with that and pass it right over to DC Love. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Beautiful, Jen. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Carmen, I'm getting things
Thank
are
you.
Looking up for you. I don't know if you've been through some hard times, but I'm hearing blessings, prosperity is coming, sort of the end of struggles for you.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, if you've been expecting maybe like money, but don't be surprised if it comes your way. Okay.
Okay.
So I do feel, you know, that you've been through something, but I'm getting this is a new beginning for you. It's a fresh start. It's, you know, out with the old, in with the new. Okay?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, like whatever past situations you had, whatever patterns that, you know, you may have been holding on to, let go of them, because I'm getting like this is going to be really good. I feel like you're holding on to a lot of stress, maybe from everything that you've been going through, and you need to just be careful with that, make time to relax, and just pay attention to the little things in life. They're, you know, you know, even like the message I gave earlier, like, you know, try to treat every day as if it's your birthday. Do something nice for you every day, okay? And the other thing that I was getting, I don't know if you had money issues in the past, but I am getting, like, you know, this time it's going to be better for you, okay?
Okay.
If the angels are showing me. So did you have, like, some issues in the past? You know, because I'm getting, like, money is coming in, and they're saying, you know, that you've had problems with money, but now, like, that's changing around as well.
Okay, that's good. Do you see anything around love life? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I just seen, like, a cornucopia, and, you know, it's just filling with coins, you know? So, I mean, it's like, wow, like, the coins are just filling this cornucopia. Okay. Okay, so are you looking for someone?
Yep, I'm not with anyone right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are you loving yourself first and really, you know, treating you the way you would treat, you know, someone that you would have a relationship with? Because that's really important, looking in the mirror and saying, Carmen, I love you, I love you. And really mean it and do something nice for yourself. You know, whether it's, you know, you want a little scented candle, maybe, you know, you want to go for a massage, whatever it is, you know, do something nice for you. But the angels are saying, you know, we're still in the month of July. Keep focusing on you, Carmen, okay? This is not a good time right now to start a relationship. You've got to focus on you a little bit more. Have you made a list of the qualities you want this special someone to have?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, go over the qualities and everything. And, you know, you could say, like, someone with a beautiful heart, someone that loves to spend time with me. I mean, really, really put, like, as much as you can into it, because the more that you can put into, you know, what you're looking for, it'll make it easier for the angels of love to find that special someone. Does that make sense to you, hon?
Yeah.
So I'm getting... like, it's still a time for you to focus on you, okay? And the angels are saying, we're here for you, Carmen. You know, the angels of love, talk to us and let us know. So they're with you. They surround you with love every day. And they're saying soon, you know, soon you'll have, you know, a chance to meet that special someone. But when they say, you know, just wait a little while, please use that, you know, that time to really to work out whatever's going on with you, okay? And when you love yourself first, you're able to really love others so much, you know, more generously, okay?
Yeah.
So I hope that makes a little sense to you, but I really feel like, you know, it's not going to be too far off, but it is essential that you please, you know, just take care of you first, okay? So
okay.
It would be like the angels made like a visual, and I'm laughing. It's like... you know, like say you have like maybe you have rollers in your hair, the colors in your hair, and you're doing like a mud mask. Could you imagine meeting someone new, you know, coming to the door and seeing that special someone and you're not ready to really go on that, you know, special date with them? So focus on you and just do something beautiful for yourself. And I do see a very, very handsome man, and I feel like love is going to be wonderful when it comes, okay? So we don't want to rush it, okay? It's sort of like love is like a flower. It takes time to bloom, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, and just, you know, I would say, you know, you want to call in, you know, that special someone. You don't, if you don't want to waste your time on just going on dates, you want to meet that special someone. And I feel like when you do meet that special someone, your heart is like just, it's beating really fast. I mean, really, really fast. So what I'm seeing is, I mean, it could be during the summertime that you actually meet them, because I'm seeing warm weather.
Oh.
Okay. And I do feel that the person you meet is, you've had a past life connection with them, Carmen.
Okay, that's good. I hope.
Yeah, so
Yeah, I'm getting like it could be within a month is when I'm being shown. Okay, so hang in there. But, you know, like if it comes within a month, you know what, you really should use that time to just focus on you. And Ginger's coming in. She likes to talk about food. She's saying, Carmen, you're that delicious cake. Okay, you're amazing just as you are. So that special someone is just going to be the frosting on your amazing cake, okay?
I hope so. Thank you. I hope so.
You have to have confidence, and you, like I said, when you see yourself in the mirror, we have Ryan coming, and he's saying, girlfriend, look at that, that furry eyeball, you know, and say, I love you, damn it, okay? Ryan is one of our team members that transitioned, and he just wants you to really love yourself, okay?
Okay.
So he'd say, like, look at your furry eyeball. You know, when you look in the mirror, look at that furry eyeball and say, I love you. Okay? So mm-hmm. I think if you do that, you follow, like, Ryan's cue, too, I think you're going to be fine.
I think so. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Wow. Beautiful messages, Jan in D.C. This is Liz, Carmen.
Thanks, Liz.
And I have four cards. You're welcome. I have four cards here for you that I've got a message from. The first one is ask your spirit guide. I really got the message to slow down, right? It's time to take your time right now. Clear completely what you have just gone through and gotten past, and get yourself in a good place. Just like DC said, the second card is you have the power to make yourself better. And I agree with DC. It's time to focus on you. Make sure you really know how you want to be treated. You know, and I'm sure Mary will give you some more advice on this, but, you know, you take yourself out and, you know, where do you want to go to eat? How do you want to be treated when you're in that restaurant? Know that feeling. You aren't going to accept anything less from anyone else. And the next card was speak your truth with passion. So don't hide your truth. Share your full story, because that special someone that's going to, you know, be with you, they're not going to care what that is, right? They're not going to judge. They're just going to listen as a part of you. And that's what we want, right? We want to be comfortable. And I feel like the person that is coming into your life, like DC said, you have a connection with, you're going to feel very comfortable sharing this. So if you're not in that feeling, you'll know that it's not quite right yet. And then the last, actually, I know this was channeled because it says, Don't hide your truth. Share your story without omission. You know, omission I usually would not use in normal context. So, you know, leave no parts out. We are who we are, and every part, good, bad, and ugly, it's part of the story. It's part of what makes us who we are. So we can't hide it. And then the last card is the first step is taken. You have asked for help. You're already well on your way. You've already started this journey. And I would agree with DC in the time frame of summertime. This is the picture is actually someone like waiting in the ocean with a beautiful sunset in front of them. And so I was immediately thinking, oh, it's nice weather. So, you know, it's coming quick. So you're on your way. You're closer than you think. That's how I feel. With that, and you know, but take this time for you. You know, take a few breaths, and you know, like DC said, a massage. Treat yourself to some nice things that you haven't done in a while that you'd really enjoy, and you know, because that then we remember it reminds us how much we love ourselves and how much we should love ourselves and do nice things for ourselves. It's important. You know, we work hard. We conquer goals, you know, get over challenges. We deserve rewards from time to time. So so I'm going to end my message with that, Carmen, and I hope that helps you some. And I know Mary has more for you still. So
We'll get you over to her.
Hi, Carmen. It's Mary.
Hi.
I totally agree with everything the ladies have said. Oh, my gosh, what beautiful messages and what a beautiful reminder, right, that list that Daisy mentioned, just look at it, like, detailed, because, you know, sometimes we think it's done, but it really isn't. So just look at it again from time to time, just revamp it. Like, for instance, let's say, for instance, if you don't smoke and you're allergic to cigarettes, non-smoker, if you're allergic to cats, no cats, you know, things like that, you know, someone that snores, you know, like, be very specific. You know, nothing wrong with anyone that has cats or dogs or anything, but sometimes, you know, people are allergic, and that's the thing that we have to be so specific about. So, you know, and then I just have one card for you, and the card that I pulled out for you was the soul power. It says, always remember, you're a soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with a soul. Your soul is your true essence, and you have an unlimited supply of soul power at your command whenever you need it. So I feel like you calling on your angels and your soul self, your higher self, and asking her for assistance, and, you know, listening to your intuition. I know I've been doing that a lot, and wow, the assistance that is there is just so amazing. It's just like, it's once you start listening to it, it just never stops. You know? And once you're in tune with your higher self, it's just beautiful. It's as you drew this card to be reminded of how powerful you are. The soul, your outside physical world right now might be hectic, and you may be way your soul is trying to help you with at this time. The answers you may not be coming from the outside world, from you, but wise wisdom and guidance can be found within. So within ourselves, our higher self, tuning into that, calling her in, saying, you know, can we, let's connect, let's become one, you know, and again, like, giving over the reins to God, Jesus, or whomever you resonate with, and just say, you know, God, I need help. Angels, I need your help with that, you know, and wow, do they listen? You know, it's just amazing how much guidance we receive when we're in tune and when we quiet our mind to listen. Because they're always talking to us. It's just we're not listening. And when we don't listen, then we're forced to listen somehow, one way or another. And I just want to end with a dating thing. I feel like I've always said this, take yourself on dates. You know, like Liz and DC said, just experience yourself and just buy yourself flowers. I know I did that so much, you know, and I take my fun dates. You know, it's just something that it's nice to do for yourself, and it makes you feel good. And, you know, the more you feel good, the more you're attracting that person to you as well, you know, and work on you right now, you know, focus on you, on your soul self, and you know, being in tune with your highest self. And I think that's going to help attract your person for sure. But be very specific with that list, though. I'm speaking from experience. So anyway, it was nice to have you on the show. I'll put you on hold so you can keep listening to all the other callers' messages. Thank you for calling, and have a good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
And Mary, I have to say, you know, you do take your own advice, because you take yourself on a date. You look amazing.
Yes.
I've seen pictures. You've got your hair done. You've gotten got like a mani and a pedi. You're dressed so beautifully.
Thank you.
You really do. You're amazing. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
She looks like a movie star.
Yeah, that night that I went out with the girls, right? And those were my kickboxing days. I used to kickbox with them all the time. So two of them were trainers. And so it was so much fun to see them, you know, to see old friends. Yeah, so it was nice.
Yeah. Yep. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pick up this phone number again. Let's give it one more try. Oh, it just, okay, here we are. Area code 843. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I think they're sleeping. They're sleeping. Okay. I think they snoozed. Okay.
Yeah.
Next. Okay. Area code 307. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Alyssa.
Hello. 307.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. What is your first name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa?
Alyssa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A question for us?
I'm just wondering, I haven't had, everything seems to just have, like, went wrong in my life all at one time, and I've had just bad luck with money and my family and relationships, and I was just wondering what was going on with it.
Okay, so you just need, we're open to one question, so do you want to see what we get from the angels?
Hmm.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, Alyssa, it's Jan. And the first thing, I kept seeing little animals, but then it turned into a cow. And so I'm just going to go with that because that's what it turned into mostly. And the cow, and this cow is like in a crowded situation, not with other cows, with other animals, and it's really crowded. So I don't know if that relates to you in any way, but I feel like the cow is like getting pushed around here a little bit. But it's holding its ground still. It's still able to, it's pushing its way through the crowd, but they're pushing her around. So I don't know if that relates to you, but that's what I'm seeing and feeling. And it says this is a very nourishing time for you also, but be willing to partake in all that's offered to you. You really are well provided for, so that's good. This is a time for mending and healing the relationship with your mother. This is, the cow represents the mother, whether she's alive or past. In the spiritual world, you may work. Let's see. I can't hear you at all, so I hope you're hearing me. and it says, "She what?"
My mom is still alive. She's still here with me.
Okay, good. I'm so glad. And stand in your truth. And once you've made a decision, don't let others sway you. And you feel sometimes the need for nurturing and nourishment, both physically and emotionally. That's why the cow comes in, to help nurture you.
Okay.
And you enjoy giving caring for others. You're very generous with your heart and with your time, and very compassionate. And when there's trouble or strife, you do seek out your family and friends, and they help you. And you're also very service-oriented. So, I forgot what you asked in the beginning, something about your family, but I'm feeling, but the cow represents the mom. You may have a very good relationship, but the cow does represent the mother. So that's nice, you know what I mean? And
Maybe talking about me being a mother to my kids, maybe.
That could be too. Yes, it just represents the mother in general. So it definitely could be about you and your children. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So it's the cow comes in for nurturing and a time for healing. That's what the cow is all about. Time for healing and nurturing and communicating with your family, basically. That's what it is. So it's kind of neat that you talked about family because that's what the cow is all about. So I'm going to send you right over to DC Love and she'll have a lot more for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jen. That was beautiful. And, Alyssa, this
Thank
is
you.
DC. I agree 100% with what Jen already told you. And I sort of feel like at the time as we're connecting, there's like outside influences, you know, around you, and you've just got to hang in there. I am getting, you know, you need a little time for yourself. And I feel like maybe someone in your family may be pushing you a little bit. They don't understand you. I'm getting like overstepping boundaries. And you do need appropriate boundaries in relationships with all your family members, because if you don't have that, like, issues will really get out of hand, is what I was getting. I heard, like, things are shifting, they're changing. It's really chaotic. It's confusing. It can be frightening. But if you go with the flow and try to embrace it instead of going against it, you know, it will clear up. It's, you know, it's all about seeing things from a little bit, a different, sort of like a different perspective. And I do feel, like I said, it will get better. And the angels are saying, you know, just connect with that beautiful inner child. You know, just for a little while, let your inner child come out and play, you know, be silly, and don't take every minute of every day so seriously. And be willing to see beyond, you know, what you believe, what your ideas are, and to listen to others. I feel like it's like a storm is like overhead, and in the coming days, it's going to clear, and I feel like things are going to be brought back into balance for you. So you have angels all around you. They know that you have, you know, doubt, frustration, confusion, and with that being said, Jan, I actually saw a bat fly overhead as you were connecting with Alyssa, and the bat is like talking about like the patterns and stuff she may be holding on to, and you know it makes you afraid, of course. But if we just go with the flow, like she's going to grow through this, and there, you know, there's something that's going to come out of it that is going to be you know really good. So just go with the flow, you know, day by day, and allow things to clear up. That I'm getting, and yeah, try to see things from, you know, other people's perspectives as well. I do see an ascendant master with you, helping you as well. So please, you know, just try to hang in there. I'm getting like a letter C, so I don't know if there's someone in your family with a letter C or someone that you're close to. It could be a first name or a last name, but I'm seeing like a letter C.
I'm sure that there is. I can't think right now, but I'm sure that I have somebody with a letter C.
All right, well, you hang in there. Like I said, it's a period of confusion. You know,
yeah.
Try to get outside and spend some time in nature. And,
okay.
You know, as we know, like, thank goodness life is constantly changing. So if life isn't going your way, like, right now, it will soon be, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Great messages, ladies. Hi, Alyssa. This
Thank
is Liz.
You.
I have immediately, when you asked your question, I got... when we need change, the universe shakes everything up. So I feel like, have you been getting a lot of opportunities lately? Opportunities coming your way and you're turning them down?
Because I'm so scared of change that I think that's why I do that.
Okay. So... these opportunities aren't, they're not going to stop showing up. and they're becoming, and they have been showing up for a long time. They're just becoming more and more prevalent because now they're banging at your door.
Basically,
they're not going to go away. and it mm-hmm. sounds like, so if you're so afraid of change, you probably have had this fear on you your whole life, probably from a parent or someone, you know, some adult figure that was very much the same way, or, you know, so a lot of times in life, people put their fears on us, right? and then we believe them as our own fears. But we don't really have anything to fear. And, you know, I have some cards here for you that I will give you the message to, but this is the stuff I wrote down just right away. You know, people try to force their fears on us, and sometimes we have to clear that away. And, you know, not everyone's opportunity is going to be the same. So where theirs may not have been positive, you know, you might be in a whole different circumstance where yours is positive. So it's not really fair for anyone to put their, you know, that unbridled fear onto us as our own when we might have a whole different, you know, time of it. So, you know, and I know it's not easy to step out of fear, you know, but allow yourself to take baby steps, you know. Allow yourself to give a small little, let me try this, you know, dip a toe in. And when it goes right, say, okay, it was okay. I didn't have to be, there was nothing to be afraid of, right? Or when things don't go right, even when they don't go right, it's not always scary. Sometimes it's just an opportunity to learn something, right? So, you know, the fear of the unknown is, I think, a very, you know, natural thing for humans. But there's not really any reason for us to be afraid of it. We don't even know what it is. So the first card I got was send out help to others. And so this, I really felt, was about, you know, the fears that other people have placed on you and said, you know, you can't just leave your job. You can't just do this. You can't just move away. How will you get taken care of? Who will you know? This, you know, all those things. You know, and our fear then becomes that if I do this scary thing, then they're not going to be happy with me, right? They're going to be upset with me. So we need to send them love because that's a fear that they have. For whatever reason, maybe it was placed on them by someone else. Maybe they had a bad experience, but we just need to send them love. And, you know, if we know in our hearts that it's the right thing to do and we do it, we're going to be successful. Everything's going to be okay. And then we show, they'll see that everything's okay. And then they'll lose some of their fear. So, you know, but in the process, we send them love for support. The second card, and I flipped this over just as Jan said, natural healer, natural healing abilities about the cow. And this says natural healing power. So I feel like you have, and, you know, in the mothering aspect, seems to me you have a very nurturing mothering spirit already. You've probably been that way your whole life. I feel like maybe you were more of the nurturer in your mother-daughter relationship with your mother than your mother maybe was. But you give a natural, soothing, healing vibe, which generally would put you in, you know, in the same grouping as the ladies here on the show. You know, we're healers. That's what we do. Sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes we don't know. But that's okay. And it doesn't matter how you want to show up for that. But every time that you're kind to someone else, you're healing them. You're helping to heal the planet and the universe and the collective. So, you know, if you want to step in deeper to healing, you know, if you don't know channels, you can reach out to any of us here and we'd be happy to tell you, you know, where to find those things. But if you just want to stay the, you know, normal person, everyday person that you may be, just being kind and smiling and listening to when someone needs to talk, that's healing too. And, you know, when we can be that person, that's a wonderful thing.
And then the last card is happiness is freedom from fear. So, you know, this is coming out the other side. And, you know, when you step through that boundary of the fear of change and saying, you know, I'm following what feels right to me. I know it feels good. I'm doing it. And I'm going to be okay despite what anyone else says, despite how I might be afraid of this right now because it's new and it's different. I'm going to be okay. And, you know, when you get to that other side and everything's okay and you smile and you're happy, you're going to be free of that fear. You're going to say, hey, look, I did this and I'm okay. Everything worked out fine. I don't have anything to be afraid of. So, you know.
Stay positive, I think.
Yeah. So, I hope that helps you, Alyssa. I'm going to give you to Mary because I know she has more messages for you as well. And, you know, good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Alyssa, I know you've been getting animals from everyone, but I picked up the Spirit Animals Oracle deck, and I got the lion for you, and it says higher calling. It says you have within you all the courage you need. Let go of the past and reclaim your majesty. You will find success and contentment with those by your side. Make noble choices for your life and your tribe. And then the postcards from Spirit wanted to give you a message. And it says, dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service for the highest good. It can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but is essential for your well-being now. No, say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain why. Just say no, gently but firmly, then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenish, and ready for your adventure. We love you so very much. And I don't know if you've seen hummingbirds, but in the back of the card, there's a hummingbird, and it says, with love.
Yeah, I love hummingbirds.
Oh, okay. So there you go. That's beautiful.
Yes, a beautiful message. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you.
That helped me a lot.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
What
thank you for
like our purpose is here, and I that just reminded me, and so thank you, lady.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
Thank you, Alyssa. God bless you.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh. Okay, and one more message for Alyssa. I'm sorry, I missed that one. Your loved ones in spirit world know when to reach out if they don't, if they see you're at a low point, whether you're caught up in a difficult situation or struggle with someone or struggling right now in a specific part in your life, there's always hope. So, you know, there's hope for, you know, whatever issue you're going through, there's hope. And just call on the past loved ones in the spirit world for help for you. Sorry about that, Lane. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to pick up new callers because I haven't seen some numbers here before. Okay.
There was one last message for her that I might as well just say. since DC wrote it in the chat room, she said that she saw a chameleon for Alyssa, and it will help her embrace change. So I just want her to have that.
Oh,
too.
Perfect. Okay. And she's still on hold, so it's beautiful that she got that message. Two
Good.
Extra messages. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, so let's
She's got a lot
see.
Of animals.
Yeah. Okay, Eric 610, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Hello, area code 610. Okay, it seems that people are sleeping or they're walking away or something. Okay, so I'm going
to
pick up.
That's what happened to Dan and I last week, too.
Really? Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah.
I know it's really hard, you know, like to be on hold for so long, but, you know, please bear with us. Okay, I'm going to pick up this other new caller. Area code 831, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen. Do you have a message for us this, I mean, my gosh, do you have a question for us this evening?
What? I'd love to hear from my mom, who's on the other side.
Okay, well, I think she's going to come through because the message was, do you have a message for us?
give us a message, right?
Yeah, that's a message. Okay, Karen, I'll send you over to Jan. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hi, Karen.
Hi,
well, the first thing that I see a pink rose in the sky. Yeah, and it's just so beautiful, and I'm seeing a lot of clouds. So that's the first thing I'm getting with you, and but then I'm getting the dolphin here for you. So let's just check that out. Your mom might be sending a pink rose. That's kind of the feeling I'm getting. So did you say something? Is that what you said? Is something about your mom?
Yeah, I'd love to get a message from my mom.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like that pink rose is definitely from her. Because I'm going to see an animal first, but this was right away. So I feel like she's sending it through the atmosphere. She's sending it to you. But I'm also getting a dolphin, and the dolphin says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and communication from other people is important, and try to listen more. Think and behave more lovingly toward the person you're having difficulty with, if that's happening. And smile. Smile back at people. Smile more, just to make you feel better. You know what I mean? Dolphin is all about that. It's all about taking deep breaths, having fun, having a good time. That's what dolphin is, being cheerful and joyous. They're kind of flirtatious, too. They like to flirt and just kind of have fun. So I think the dolphin is saying, have a little more fun. Allow yourself to. Dolphin is a master communicator, and they can communicate on several levels simultaneously. They're very sensitive and aware of people's feelings. They are guardians of the water, and they like to clean the areas too. They remind us to clean any areas around water. And they also represent compassion and empathy. People can seek you out for counsel. So funny that Mary said that. What's the messages you're going to give us? They're saying that the dolphin, it's an animal that represents people seeking you out for messages and counsel. So that's kind of neat. You're highly intuitive, psychic, even telepathic with both people and animals. is what the dolphin represents. And it just says, enjoy yourself, be playful, and you have an innocent way about you and very flirtatious. Enjoy and also take deep breaths for breathing, for your breath, for your, you know, health. I think that's enough for now. The ladies are going to give you more. But as far as your mom goes, I think that's the first thing that she just wanted to send you, or did send you, was this pink rose, because it was highly unusual and very specific. I don't usually see that like that. And it was kind of, I don't know if she's into roses or anything like that, but she sent you one. I just know she did. So I'm going to send you right over to DC Love.
It's all spot on.
That was absolutely amazing. I said that was absolutely amazing.
Right.
This is DC. I saw a rose too.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was just like she wanted to give it to her daughter, you know, to let her know that she was there. And like I said, it's just a token of her love, you know. But I'm also hearing the word boundaries, Karen. Is there someone that you have to set boundaries with? Because your mom just keeps saying boundaries.
Probably everyone.
Okay. You know what? She's been hugging you. I see her hugging you now, and I think she's, like, so into, like, what you're thinking about or whoever that you're thinking about. She's saying, you don't even feel me. I'm here with you now, and she is holding you, you know, and she's just giving you such a beautiful hug, hon. Now, have you felt like her touching your hair, like when you're sleeping? Because I feel like she's sort of like, you know, she just like caresses your hair, you know, really gently. Maybe she did that when you were young. But I do see her like just touching your hair.
I haven't tuned into that, but I'll be watching for it.
Okay. And she's just showing me like my signal for like when things are connected with your physical and your emotional being. I see like twisted, like the Christmas lights are all, they're all a mess. So she's saying that, you know, there's something going on with your health and your emotions. And she's saying, you know, that you're ignoring it and you really have to deal with it. What is bothering you? She's saying, what is bothering you? You've got to, you know, you've just got to deal with it. And why are you so afraid to ask for what you're needing? You know, she's afraid that if you don't like speak up for what you are needing, you're really going to get sick, Karen, okay? And she's saying she feels trapped. What's making you feel trapped?
Inability to see my path.
Okay. Well, she wants you to take some time and not be, you know, not be in such a hurry. Don't be so desperate. And I do see doors opening for you. Okay. So you've just got like you've got to wait a little bit. Just focus on you, and she's saying take it step by step, but I see you, like, with her help, you're, like, sort of, like, stepping out of your comfort zone, if that makes any sense to you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have of your mom's that you've been holding on to, but they really don't resonate with you, but you're holding on to them just because they're hers?
I do. I have some what that doesn't resonate, but I'm holding on.
Some like little like things that she had, like that she owned, and you have them now in your house. I mean, it doesn't
like
have to
physical,
like be some
physical things. Are you talking about?
Yeah, like
it could be a paint. I do. Yeah.
Well, she's saying get rid of them if they don't. You know, you don't. Don't hold on to everything. You don't have to hold on to everything. Just keep a couple things that really mean something to you, and get rid of the clutter. Okay, because by getting rid of those things, you're not getting rid of your mother, okay? So
yeah,
she wants
you
to start things from a little bit different of a perspective, okay?
Okay.
But you know what? She's saying you can give the stuff away that's not meaningful because it really may become meaningful to someone else, okay? But her main concern is she wants you, you know, to take care of yourself, and she's saying don't compare yourself to anyone else because you're beautiful just as you are. I'm seeing pennies from heaven. Has she dropped like coins or anything like in your path that you're finding and you don't really know where they came from?
Yes, she does. She drops dimes. I never used to find
okay,
dimes.
Okay, well, that's
since
your mom.
She's died, I find dimes, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's her.
Yes, it is.
And she, you know what, you're soon going to be happy. Karen, you've just got to hang in there. She knows that you feel stuck right now,
I do,
but she's saying you've got to take care of yourself. And, you know, she's glad that you called into the show, actually, because she's saying, you know, these beautiful women talk about the angels that can help you, and she's saying there are angels with you right now that are going to help you to go forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So call upon the angels. She's saying call upon the angels. If you can't call upon them, call back to Angel Answers. So she's really funny. And the other thing that she showed me, mm-hmm. and I think your mom has a really funny personality, Jan, she was showing me a gecko. And a gecko is a lizard insurance company, Geico. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. That's funny. That's cute. They pay close attention to your dreams and record them in a dream journal. Spend a few minutes each morning contemplating and writing about their meaning. When you're in the midst of conflict, be clear with your communication and strong about what you are and not what you're and are not willing to do. So when you've tried and tried to get through to someone or resolve a problem and it's not working, it's best to detach and to move away from the situation. Don't hesitate to speak up if you have something to say. I think DC said that in her reading here. And don't automatically hold back for fear of others' disapproval. Regarding the task or project you're involved in, stick with it to completion, no matter how you're feeling, and you'll reap rewards. Singing or chanting will be very healing for you. Seek your spiritual nourishment by going inside and dwelling there for a while. And you're very perceptive, insightful, and able to interpret both your own and others' dreams and visions. You're amiable and likable, able to get along with just about everyone. And you're most active and get your best work done when the sun goes down. You're an effective negotiator, and you definitely prefer to live or stay where the weather is warm. You have the ability to understand and have empathy for everyone's viewpoints. That's such a beautiful animal. Wow. Well, I love it all. Thank you. It's been really helpful and fun and relevant. Thank you. I appreciate it all.
All helpful. Right.
Thank you. Yeah.
You still have more messages.
All right.
Yeah, Jen, thank you. That was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. All of it. Just amazing. It just flowed so beautifully. Thank you from the dolphins and the pink sky to all that. Okay.
All right.
As emojis, and when you were saying the sky was pink and it's a pink, I looked up and the sky was pink. I saw pink in the sky.
Wow.
And everything you were saying, it was just resonating. Boundaries and speaking up and everything. So all of it, I really appreciate it. And it's just been like a cornucopia of information. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Well,
it has
you're
been.
Welcome.
Let me give you my message, Karen. This is Liz, and I have three cards for you. So first I want to say the dimes, I love that. My grandmother leaves us dimes. It was one of my first signs that I, knew the angels were there. So how cool. And I was having a hard day yesterday and was walking back to my office at lunch. There was a dime by the mailbox and I was like, oh. So I knew she was telling me everything was going to be okay. I have these three cards. And I got right away, there's something that you're afraid to do. And your mom is saying, just jump. And when I heard just jump, I was like, what? But when you were a little kid learning how to swim, maybe, because what I saw was a woman in a bathing suit and a little girl up on a diving board or something. And I I wasn't sure if it was a diving board, a pool, or if it was like a pond type thing. I had like a dock to jump off. But she was sitting there and she's going, just jump, just jump, just jump, and clapping her hands. I don't know if that was a childhood memory for you or if that's just what they wanted to show me.
Okay, thank you. all of the images fit so well because I love to swim and I'm a swimmer. And, yes, my mother taught me to swim when I was not a diaper. So I'm the first walking swimming.
Yeah, and according to heaven, I've found hundreds of dimes since my mother died. I never found a one before she died.
Yeah, right. So funny. So she's saying whatever this is that you're afraid to do. She's saying, you know, just do it. There's nothing to be afraid of. Just like learning to swim, right? Like you were afraid at first, but you did it. You mastered it, right? You're wonderful at it. So, you know, this next thing will be just as wonderful, I feel like. The first card I got was courage arrives when you step over fear. So, you know, as soon as you take that step and say, yes, I'm going to do this, you'll have all the courage in the world. You'll know that you're supported. You'll feel it. You know, you'll know that your mother's right with you, you know, holding your hand. And the next card is, it isn't about being right. It's about doing the right thing. And, you know, I feel like this is just, you know this. You don't really need to be told it, but she just wants to say that to you. like a nice motherly reminder.
That's a good thing.
What's funny is, do you follow us on Facebook, Karen, in this group?
No, I don't, because I don't really go on Facebook.
So this card is like a beautiful pink swirl, almost like a rose. So it's very that it lines up. If you were in the group, I would share it there. And then the last card is, to overcome, you have to climb. And so she wants you to know that, yes, you're going to have to do a little bit of work, and it's not going to be work that you like, but it's going to be worth it. And it's not going to be as painful as you think. It'll be quick. It won't be that daunting. And the funny thing about this, when I got looking at the cards, I don't necessarily always get drawn to the numbers, but when I was shuffling them before the show, was like, you know, some of the numbers were still in consecutive order. And I'm like, what's going on? So I purposely split all of them up so they were nowhere near each other. And the cards I pulled for you were 35, 36, and 37. So I don't know.
all in a row.
You know, yeah, just like that. And I was like, huh, that's weird. Because I just purposely made sure that they were not anywhere near each other. and we've had how many callers before you, so you know. There you have it. You can't make this poop up.
I just thought
that was ironic as well.
But it is.
You know, she's telling you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Go get it. You know, just take the leap, because it's all going to work out. And you know, that little bit of scary stuff that you're worried about getting through is going to be quick and painless. Really, it'll be worth it. You won't even think about it after. So I hope that helps you. And I'll pass you along to Mary for one more message.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed that. It was helpful. Thank you. Resonated.
You're welcome.
Wow, Karen. Well, this is Mary. Hello. Karen. Wow. Well, I think you are going to give people messages, by the way, because the cards that fell out for you were not a something to that it's not about. It'll help you, basically. You are going to be enlightened, and you're going to be giving messages to other people like we are. And the two cards that I got from your mother was, we have been together in dreams. And then I am just a thought away. And what I took from this card is that the girl you as a girl is on the boardwalk with a dog and the water is there and you're just like watching the water. And the message for that card is my heart from your mom. My heart is now completely open to compassion and I understand and love you like I never could before. That's why I'm with you the moment you think of me. So the more you think of her, the more you're going to feel her. Like I know with my parents, when I need them, I feel them immediately. Like my dad touches my hair. My mom is if I need to do something, Karen, you know what my mom does? She puts her hand on my back and it's like, I feel like a little tingly, like a little push. Like she's pushing me up a little bit. Like, okay, it's time to move on. So that's my move on kind of like way. Lately, I have not felt that because she knows that I'm getting the nudges that spirit is giving me and the divine is giving me. So I don't need those nudges from her, you know, that push. but I just wanted to let you know that. And then all the cards that fell out for you, I got a white rose. And the white rose was significant because it says on this card, it says give back. Today is the day to cast aside normal routines and make your main purpose to serve. It is about giving back without any thoughts or expectation of getting anything in return. Reach out and touch other people's spirit as it's highly likely that someone really needs it today. And the way we can give back is, you know, a smile, holding the door for someone, you know, buying a cup of coffee for the person in the drive-through behind you, you know, just saying hi, smiling sometimes, you know. I know on my my trip to New York, I gave a couple of, you know, free trans healing to all my friends. And, you know, it was, I wasn't expecting anything in return. And it was, it felt so good to give. And, but it also felt good to get something back. So what I'm trying to say is be open to that once you give, you're going to receive back. So that's really good too. And then, I got the synchronicity card. So you've been seeing a lot of signs from the spirit world, meaning like, let's say, for instance, those coins, they may be leaving you feathers. What else are they leaving you? Pennies. I know I get a lot of pennies from heaven. The clouds have messages too. They want me to tell you how I find my messages. In the clouds, I see my parents' faces, my guides' faces. So they want you to look, you know, if you're like at a park or something, just take a picture if you can, snap a picture, and just look at it when you get home, and you'll see so much, so many faces. I know I see my parents' faces all the time. And then the other card that came out for you was the soul power, and someone else got this card, and it says, always remember your soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with a soul. Your soul is your true essence, and you have unlimited supply of your soul power at your command whenever you need it. So call on that. The next one is trusting. You know, trust your logical mind, and use that for your clear direction. Your inner guidance is urging you to follow the alternative path. I'm sorry. So there might be two paths that are showing up or will show up for you, what I'm just hearing now. And the one that's less, the one less traveled is the one that you should take, the alternative path. So the logical path may be one that you consider safe and more familiar, but you could be missing out on boundless opportunities and so much more if you go on the other direction. So, and then you've been getting intuitive nudges. So I'm sorry, I'm trying to get through all this. So intuition is the language of the soul. I don't know. I don't think you were on the show when I was talking about the intuition. You know, we get those nudges where on my way back from New York, it was sending me through the GW Bridge, and I said, no, I'm going to go through the Tappan Zee. And I went through the Tappan Zee, and I saw that there was an accident near the GW bridge that would have brought my trip to 10 hours instead of my 9 hours that, you know, I was supposed to drive. So using those nudges that, you know, it's your knowing, your inner knowing. You know, sometimes you get a push and pull in your belly for a no and then a yes, a heart expansion. I know that's how I get it. So just listening to our intuition is one of the greatest gifts that we all possess, right? It keeps us connected to our higher selves and the universe and to our divine spirit and our passed on loved ones too, because they give us nudges too. And then they want you to believe in yourself, the force that works through your soul, determining what's possible or impossible. It's the difference between success over failure, and above all, who you are is the power of your belief. So again, believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. I think you're so gifted, Karen. Mm-hmm. It's just you need to make the choice. So this is, you're going to have a lot of paths, like that previous card said, and, you know, tap into the power of your own spirit, your own intuition and your higher self to listen and know what choice you should make. And then the last one is be proud, and it's got a peacock feathers all over. So that's beautiful. Peacock is like, for me, means abundance. So it's time to celebrate all that you've achieved. It says all that you are and all that you will become. Every once in a while, it's important to stop and acknowledge what you've achieved and what you're proud of. So that's a really, wow, these messages, that was a long message, but you definitely needed to hear that. I almost put them back and I heard, no way. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it all to her. So I hope that's helped, Karen, because that was a beautiful, all the messages were so beautiful, but you are truly gifted. So I didn't make a mistake by saying, do you have a message for us? Because you will be giving messages to other people and maybe to us too. You can call and give us a message.
Okay, thank you. That was an eloquent and bountiful reading. Thank you so much.
You're
just
so welcome.
All tremendously. Thank you. It's just so inspirative and lifting. Thank you.
Yes. Thank
really
you
pleasure.
For calling and God bless. And make sure you give us a call and, you know, check in with us.
Oh, you're also wonderful. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless. Have a good night.
God bless you.
Wow, what a beautiful call. Wow, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, okay, so DC said here she got three roses. So, Karen, you got three roses, really. So that's beautiful. Two red roses and one white rose. So that's, I just wanted to
mention four, because I saw.
Oh, you saw one too?
Ten of four, because that picture, that one card looked like a pink rose.
Oh, wow.
I shared it in our message, yeah.
So then that's beautiful. Wow, four roses. That's beautiful. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies, we have 6 minutes. I'm trying to see if there's a phone number here. I don't know if this person is going to pick up now. I'm going to try again. Area code 843, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? 843? Okay, all right, so that didn't work. Let's go to the next one. Area code 610, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sonia.
Sonia?
Yes, Sonia.
Hi, do you have a question
All right,
for us?
Sonia.
Yes, I have a question. I wanted to see what you're picking up around my current position, the current job I'm working.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay, Sonia, it's Jan, and I'm just going to get right into it. You have a leopard
And that's what I see immediately. And let me just get there real quickly to give you a small message and then move on to the ladies. So let's see. Here it is right here. Take time in solitude, preferably in nature, for a full day. Be sure to pace yourself, rest, and whatever you're for any intense cycles. Whatever your goal you're pursuing, do not reveal too much about it until it's completed. You're able to foresee events vividly and accurately in dreams, visions, and feelings. A secret that's been kept from you will soon be revealed. This is a time for expressing yourself passionately, and you will attain your goals. And you were born with an extraordinary gift of awareness of your inner realm, insight, and to see in others. You're a sprinter, and you accomplish things and short-term goals more easily. And you're a sensitive person and a tactile person. And so there you go. I'm just going to pass it on to DC Love.
Beautiful, Jan. That was amazing. Uh-huh. Sonia, this is DC. I'm getting, you know, I don't know if you're looking for a job or you don't like your job, but I'm getting just hang in there because things are changing around, and just focus in on what it is that you want to do, okay?
Okay.
The thing that you're a very hard worker, and sometimes you don't get the recognition that you truly deserve, but I do see that, you know, things are changing, and you know, if it didn't feel like it was the right job for you in the past, things are coming in. And I do see, like, pennies from heaven, so extra money is coming your way as well. So you will get what you deserve, okay?
Okay. No, I'm happy where I'm at. And it's funny what your other colleague said about being intuitive and picking up on things. Yes, I do. And she is correct.
Okay.
I am working on manifesting something very, very big. And I don't want to say what it is, but...
Okay, well, just focus on it. You don't have to say what it is. Whatever you want to create, honey, it's the atmosphere is perfect. You're going to be able to create it. You have to just focus and believe. You've got to believe that you're deserving of it and just visualize it. And whatever it is you're wanting, I feel like, you know, it's almost like my dog Ginger is coming in and saying, Sonia, you know, it's going to knock your socks off. So that's what I'm getting. So, you know, just hold on to your sock, and I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, Sonia. It's Liz.
Hi.
I have four cards here, and so I feel like the work situation is not a very positive situation right now. The first one says life lessons again. So, you know, you've been in these situations before. Pay attention to your inner knowing, your intuition. Look for the cues, and, you know, in order to have a different outcome, make different choices this time, right? And not, you know, not that you're doing anything wrong, but it's just, this isn't the best situation for you anyway. So it's not going to be, it's not going to be negative for you in the end. But it's just one of those times that's uncomfortable. And the second card is you have the ability to affect your own death. So just like DC was saying, you know, if you, you know, picture the job that you're wanting, what, you know, even if you don't know what the job is, picture the things that you want the job to have, the hours, the location, the, you know, dress code, whatever it may be. You know, envision all that in your mind, you know, and see yourself being there in that office. How is your desk going to be set up? All those things, you know, or wherever it is you're working, you know, how's your space going to be? Picture it, because that's how we manifest things, and believe that you're getting that perfect job for you. The next card is be like your spirit guide. And do you follow us in the Facebook group?
No.
Sonia?
No.
No? Okay. So this card has a beautiful, like, body, you know, it's very angel-like. Well, there's an angel, and then, like, the person's soul kind of going over, you know, flying over the angel. So be like your angel, you know.
spread your wings. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and do something new, because you're going to be amazing at it. You know, take the chances, fly. Be open to possibility and chances and change. It's all good. And the last card is all is well. And it couldn't be a more perfect, you know, card to get that, you know that even everything that's happening right now and going on, it's not that big a deal. It's a cycle, right? Cycles, we've gone through cycles before. They go around, and it just means something new is coming. And it's going to be beautiful, more beautiful. Picture what you want so it is beautiful, right? So I'm going to leave you with that and give you on over to Mary.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, oh boy, what did I do here? Okay. I was loading something else. So I got two postcards from Spirit. Hopefully we don't get cut off. The main one that I want to tell you is, dearest you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and a special purpose in this lifetime. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world and meet certain people. But then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good, according to society standards. I think she hung up. But you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Trust. Loving you forever and ever. And I think she got disconnected. I think she did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll read this last message for her because she can go on the archives. So I read it. Sometimes it's wonderful to give, but there are times you might find yourself overgiving. Now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. Let others give to you, even if you are more comfortable being the generous giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of living, we sometimes overlook and important skill, receiving gracefully and with gratitude without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability or bringing an agenda of equality to it. Receiving is hard for some people, maybe you. You do not need a this for that in your exchange with others. You are doing good in the world. Let the world give back and support you. Then you can give up the old stories that have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. We all love you so, so much. I love that card, even for the collective, mm-hmm. because, you know, in order to receive, we need to give too. And I know I love doing that, and I know many of you ladies give free readings and it's so amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing that we do this show too, because it's also giving back. So it's nice to give back because, you know, we've all been in these shoes, right? Where in other people's shoes where we needed that reading. I know I was one of Sacred Ember Scholars back like years ago. So it's so amazing to be a part of this team with you, lady. So thank you so much. So we've reached the end of the show. Sonia dropped unexpectedly, but hopefully she can listen to the archives. But thank you, ladies. Thank you, DC, Liz, Jan, for joining. I love you guys, and we'll be back next week for the callers. I think there were one or two callers that we didn't pick up, but you can call next week and we'll be on. And have a good night and God bless
you. All right. Thank you, Mary.
You too. Love you all.
I
bye
love
now.
You too. I love you all.
Bye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.